This is fun. It's a fun party. No question about it. This is a fun situation. Hey, you guys are here. The fun continues, nay, increases.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, Google, how many legs does a rabbit have?
On the website northsouth.org, they say, since all animals, chickens and rabbits, have two legs each, there are 24,122 equals times legs corresponding to 12 heads. Do you want a little more context?
Yes.
Step 1, cut two legs from each rabbit so that a rabbit has only two legs. Step 2, count how many legs in the cage after we cut legs from rabbits. Since all animals have two legs each, there are 24,122 equals times legs corresponding to 12 heads.
And now.
Okay, is everybody ready for facials?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Beach. It's Thursday morning, the 2nd of May. What's up, kids?
Hello.
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 I am amazed to see everybody here today.
Yeah.
Because of the traffic that Chip got caught in, I thought would snare a few more of you.
Because mm-hmm. she comes from Orange County, and we all come from here.
You're coming from L.A.? Huh.
No. But she comes from Orange County.
You say that my traffic would have nothing to do with you guys.
Got it. No, but what I thought is that, for instance, doesn't Kevin come on the 10?
No, not to work.
No.
I come on the 101 and get off on Highland and go La Brea.
You've been gone a long time. Chip comes from the south.
Well, I
we
knew
all
that.
Come from the north.
I knew that.
Bean, the reason you think that is because most of the time the quickest way to get home is for me to go down to the 10 west mm-hmm. and 405 north.
But, so you go home that way, but not in that way.
Yes.
This deal this morning, very rarely do we bring up traffic, but this thing this morning is so awful because apparently these people were out, like a car was pulled over on the side of the interstate, and then another car ran into them and killed two people.
Yeah.
And all the lanes were closed. And Chip, you got very close to being able to get off on your exit. Which one do you get off on La Brea or on Washington Fairfax?
I was like 500 feet. I could look at it, but I couldn't go anywhere.
but you couldn't go anywhere.
That's the worst.
It's so scary when you hear stuff like that. You know, you're just going about your business and you never expect something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, true.
So,
although I got to tell you, I was driving home yesterday and there was a ton of traffic. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking, I'm really sort of surprised that doesn't happen more often. And I know there are accidents every day, but look at the number of cars on Southern California highways.
Like, how do more cars not hit each other?
Yeah.
Because everybody's switching lanes and getting on and
people are barely paying attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're watching movies.
Sure.
You're texting. You're on your phone.
Yeah. Tweeting.
Tweeting, right? Yeah.
Mascara.
Busy.
Mascara, good.
Mm-hmm. Eating
a burger. I was just...
cutting off rabbit's legs.
Yeah, what's that about, by the
that,
way?
I don't that know. About? That was very
we
don't weird. Know.
We didn't find it. You did.
Have to ask Google about that. Well, I was afraid it involved a lot of you. And I was worried that, somebody was hurt. So I was happy to see everybody show up this morning. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you thought one of us might have died.
Yes.
Not just got caught in it.
Yes.
Bean, that's not a normal reaction.
It was scary.
To traffic.
No. What? Oh.
What's happening?
Well, yeah, because
just because you hear there's an accident that involves two people, how do you assume it's one of the three of us?
Why are you my mom?
I didn't assume it. I was afraid that it was the case, though.
Why would you be afraid of that?
What's going
because,
on?
What are the chances?
Because I thought several of you came that way for work, and I thought the time was just about right where it could have been one of you.
Percentage-wise, he's right. It was likely one of us.
Yeah. I'm not good at statistics, but you are right. Yeah. It's shocking it's not one. It should have been one of us.
Mathematically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was just worried, you guys.
It would have been Chip.
I'm saying you could do less worrying, and it would probably make you healthier.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I
bring... Just kidding. Go ahead.
I wanted to brighten up the conversation.
Okay,
because
good.
We're cutting up rabbits, and we're dying on the freeway. maybe it's time for something nice. I could have saved this for great news on Monday, but I couldn't wait because I thought it was so cool. This is a woman. She's 27 years old. She lives in Columbia, Missouri. And her name is Ashley Jost. And she was in Target the other day. And as she passed through the book section at Target, she remembered that she and her friends had recently signed up for a reading challenge. She's in a group where everybody is going to try to read 10 pages of a book a day. This is just a symptom of how busy people are that you kind of have to make some sort of a game out of reading 10 pages of a book a day, right?
I was just thinking to myself, 10 pages, that's a lot per day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Just the other way.
So she saw this book that she had heard about on social media, and she decided to buy it. So she took it home, and when she opened it up, actually, she technically didn't open it up. She was going to, and then the dog started barking, so she tossed it onto the couch, and suddenly something fell out of the book. And it was a $5 bill inside the book, along with a note.
All right.
And the note said, "I am having a tough day. I thought maybe I could brighten someone else's with this little surprise," along with a $5 bill, mind you.
Aww.
"Go buy a coffee, a donut, or a face mask. Practice some self-care today. Remember that you are loved. You are amazing. You are strong. Love, Lisa."
Lisa.
Anonymous note in a book at a Target store.
Aww.
Lisa died in 1979, but that was a nice thing to do.
No,
people just don't buy books anymore, you guys.
This was a new book. This was a new book. Ashley was strongly affected by the gesture. She said, "I thought it takes someone really special to divert the energy and attention on a bad day to improving someone else's. I know that if I were having a tough day, I just would have sit home in my pajamas eating ice cream. But this lady went out and did something nice." So she decided to take a photo, and she shared the act of kindness with her followers on Twitter. Her Twitter's blew up, got over 3,000 likes, ended up on the news, then ended up on a Facebook page called Love What Matters that got tens of thousands of likes, and it's kind of started to spread a little bit. People are looking at this and going, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. In fact, Ashley herself decided that she was going to pay it forward. So far, she has given a gift card to a friend who was going through a tough time. She bought a drink for the person behind her in the queue at a coffee shop. She placed another gift card with a note in a book in a library at the university where she works. And as I say, other people are doing it. People are buying groceries for the person behind them and lots of other acts of kindness just anonymously. And I think that's so sweet.
That is so sweet. I like that.
I love it.
I don't know Lisa's deal, but I hope she, you know, hears about this and knows that she actually, her idea to, you know, spread a little joy on a tough day of her own kind of worked.
What if you found out, like, Lisa hung herself that day?
Would it change
the story? Oh, my God, Jensen.
I'm just saying, she was having a rough day.
Whoa.
That is supposed to come from Bean.
I'm just saying.
That you stay in your own lane.
And even from Bean, that's dark.
I'm just saying.
Good morning. Good morning.
Right.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Right.
Terrific. Good morning.
Right.
Yeah. Good morning.
It's something to think about.
No, it is not. Think about the positive aspect of it and what you can do as a person to brighten up someone else's day, Jensen.
I'm just saying we haven't heard from Lisa.
Here's what I'm going to say because I do have an update.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
She's dead.
Lisa did not hang herself.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
But unfortunately, she was on the 10 this morning. So it was very...
So we just assumed.
Wow.
So we did. We lost her.
You guys can't ruin anything.
Way to go full circle. That was sweet. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You don't need any help in the failure department from me.
It's what Lisa would want.
That's right. She would want to
R.I.P. Lisa.
Jensen has Get Up on This, which we do on Thursdays. We have some live music in the studio. Very excited about Silver Sun Pickups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that band.
I do too.
So nice.
There's one place of work that is banning handshakes.
Well, they're talking about it.
Talking about banning handshakes.
Well, you can't be too careful these days.
I mean, okay.
Unless it's a handshake with that little tickle. You know how some people do that?
Some people
that's
being
creepy.
Allie.
I love to do that.
Newscasters who love puns. Mm-mm. I brought in some highlights.
It's your favorite, right?
I support it.
I can't.
I love it.
I don't know why.
Never stop, never stopping.
I turn into old guy on the front lawn when I hear a pun. I just do.
Last night I imagined you researching this.
Oh, it took a long time, too. How is there not somebody who's put together a whole bunch of newscasters?
Yeah.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous. I was
researching
for
2 hours
getting mad.
It was waiting for you to come along because you're the guy who appreciates them most. Jensen, you're with me that you love it, right?
I do. I like them when they're in on it, but then when they think it's the greatest joke of all time, I do get a little angry.
So it's in the delivery.
Because it's low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
My problem with it, I think, is that it's just the easiest. First thing that comes to your mind, you say, and that's not usually great.
It's still fruit if it's low-hanging.
But if you're doing a story about a dog and you have the opportunity to say it's possum, you have to.
No. The thing is, you don't.
That was a very, or if a dog's like injured or whatever, that was a very rough situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're going to hear both of those from a BBC
oh, really?
reporter who has had it.
He's over it.
He's had it. He actually got a camera to show his teleprompter and said, look at what I have to deal with. And he just went through the puns. It was awesome. And comedian Jimmy Pardo joins us in studio, one of our favorites.
May I add one more thing on the schedule today?
Yeah.
Just after 7:30, brand new music from Bastille.
All right.
Brand new Bastille song on K-Rock this morning. Is no one excited but me? I like Bastille.
Super cool.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
And it's called Joy.
Oh, it's not for you, Bean. All right.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
A reminder for K-Rock Street Team members, 10 a.m. today, you buy your tickets. They go on sale, the pre-sale anyway, for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, Luau, and what do they call it?
Beach party,
right? Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of names.
Right on the beach.
It is right on the beach. It's going to be a fun day on June 8th. KROQ.com for all the details, 10 a.m. to get your tickets. Speaking of tickets, yeah. Allie, what do you have for us as we get into an all-new What's Happening?
Well, we all love Felipe Esparza, but now you can love him up close and personal at the Microsoft Theater on October 4th. Yes, indeed. We are having a K-Rock presale for him as well today, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You're just going to use the code KROQFELIPE. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. But if you're up right now and you're thinking, I'm free October 4th, which, I mean, really, you should.
Who is it?
You should be free October 4th. It's pretty far out. Give a call right now and just be caller 10 at 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get a pair of tickets to see Felipe Esparza at the Microsoft Theater on October 4th.
Yeah.
That's very what excited. I said, right?
1-800-5800-TOM.
Nope. No, that's a different number. Guys, Coachella, fun.
Yeah.
Stagecoach, fun.
I've heard.
Musical events that bring tens of thousands of music lovers to the desert for a weekend of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's clear that country music fans cause a lot more trouble than all the other genres combined.
We hear this every year, don't
yep,
we?
According to the Indio Police Department, arrests during Stagecoach up 33% from last year's festival, compared to Coachella, which saw a significant decrease in arrests over both weekends. They're calm, they're chill.
I gotta be honest, it might be the choice of drug for Coachella versus alcohol for Stagecoach.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
You're saying the people at Coachella are happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then at Stagecoach, they're like, I'm wearing boots and I'm going to drink some beer.
Where's my Kid Rock?
That's what they're doing. Okay. Of the 142 total arrests during one weekend of Stagecoach, here's the breakdown. Drug, alcohol, intoxication, 101 arrests. False ID, 37 arrests. That sucks.
People really trying to drink.
Really? You're out there and you're just like, oh, I've got this one. It's gonna work. Oh, womp womp. And other four. There were also 187 traffic-related citations issued during the Cowboy and Cowgirl weekend.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I do traffic. I don't know how they even see people. There's so many people out there. You're driving on the shoulder and on the dirt and cutting corners. Everyone does that.
Yeah.
But you're not in a car during that. You're in one of those like little golf carts because you're VIP.
I need to get a golf cart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you absolutely do.
Why haven't I thought of that?
Stagecoach did have Coachella beat on one statistic. There were zero
less
arrests.
Less good music?
Zero arrests for possession of drugs for sales. So
everyone brought their own?
Everyone brought their own. And it was called Bud Light.
Right.
So there you go, you guys. If you want to just party and go a little nuts, maybe Stagecoach is where you want to be for some cuckoo 33% increase.
So you're trying to get more people to commit more crimes.
Yeah, get pumped.
All right.
Just get pumped to be
How
out there.
How about that whole deal?
How about that
How
whole deal?
How about that? This sounds like the worst thing I would ever watch, and it upsets me on a lot of levels. Kanye West is developing a Showtime series where Jaden Smith would be playing a young Kanye West in an alternate reality.
So odd.
The show, titled Omniverse, is described as a limited half-hour anthology series, quote, examining the many doors of perception. The first season is going to explore ego through the alternate reality of Kanye West.
Oh, I can't.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I can't wait to not watch that.
It's just two dudes that think they're so They're smarter than us. They're more in touch with the universe. They see things differently.
None of us get it.
Because we're not in a box. They see outside the box, man. Those two together, oh my God.
Yeah, that's like the nightmare to like smoke a joint with.
Oh.
And just like hear their inner thoughts.
Right?
What if you were me in a different universe?
Wow. Guys.
You're not a little tempted, though, just to see.
Oh, I am definitely watching it. No, no, no. Oh, this is.
He'll watch it. He'll watch and he'll let us know.
I would watch it just in hopes that it's horrible, which I assume it will be.
Yeah,
bro. What if I have your face, but my body?
Wow.
And we do a show where I talk like you, but it's 20 years ago.
Can you have a horse body?
Maybe.
Cool. Cool.
Imagine those two dudes conversing about life.
And then like a writer's room around them, like trying to take notes.
Trying to take notes quickly. Yeah. Pens on fire.
Wait, you're a horse or you're not a horse?
I'm confused. Watch a show on the making of this show. Agreed. That I would watch. Absolutely.
I don't understand why people are still pretending that Jaden Smith has talent.
Well, I will say one thing about Jaden Smith. I'm a bit of a Jaden Smith defender. He's doing really good, incredible work in Flint, Michigan with the water and getting clean water everywhere. So we shouldn't completely poop on him. But yes, I don't think many people like his art.
Yeah, as an entertainer.
I don't think so.
When I first started working at Kevin and Bean, Kevin had a tweet deck row just of Jaden Smith. And
he was just obsessed with how stupid he
was. Obsessed. And he'd be like, oh, here's another one. Just came in. And your world was turned upside down when he left Twitter. I don't know if he's backed, but
either,
he was off for a while and you were.
It was good times.
You were forlorn.
Yeah.
I mean, he has one of the greatest tweets of all time. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
I mean,
when you get gems like
it is pretty good.
It's the best.
Yeah, they used to delight him. I just hear him cracking up in the corner. I'm like, must be a Jaden tweet.
Everybody get off your phones and go do what you actually want to do. But he did that from his phone.
From his phone.
Sweet spirit.
If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Another one.
I mean, I think that's science.
Divorce is the combination of the words dive and orc. The orc will never learn to swim until he learns to dive. Lord of the Rings, I am the ring.
I mean, I'm into the show now. All of a sudden, I'm in.
This is my favorite.
You see why I'm sitting in the corner laughing?
Yep, I do.
When you party, I'm on the treadmill. When you sleep, I'm on the treadmill. When I tweet, I'm on the treadmill. Remember this.
Oh. Wow, he's hustling. He's hustling when we're out doing whatever willy-nilly.
Hey, are you Jaden? Can I have a picture with you? No, because I'm super sad, but we can sit and talk.
He's great. He's great.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm back in on the show.
I am, too. Okay.
We just sold Showtime perfectly.
I'm glad we had this talk. Yeah. All right, some birthdays for you guys. British singer Lily Allen, actress Ellie Kemper, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you guys, and David Beckham.
Not going to lie, a pretty exciting 7 o'clock hour coming up. Jensen will do Get Up on This like he does on Thursdays. Our friend comedian Jimmy Pardo, my closest friend in show business, will be here. And we will bring you a brand new song from the band Bastille. All of that next hour here on the world famous K-Rock.
The headline of the article is Goodbye Handshakes. Some companies considering banning all physical contact at workplace.
I have seen a couple of articles like this recently. And I understand that times have changed and that Allie no longer wants me to slap her on the ass when she walks by in the hall.
Well, just if you're going to do it, focus on different cheeks. Because my right cheek, enough.
Or go lower.
Yeah.
I understand that there are people who have taken liberties in the past. And I think in general that this is a step in the right direction. I think it may also be an overreaction. But I will say that when Total Jobs, whatever that is, they conducted the survey here, found that 3 out of 4 people want all physical contact banned at work. That number shocked me.
Do you think that most workplaces have, you know, if there's 100 people there, there's 5 people that ruin it for all of them?
100%.
It has to be the case, right?
Yeah.
But also, I thought about this. When I read the article, and I figured every day we come into work and we see each other 5 days a week, and we don't hug or handshake when we come in here because it would be way too much.
Yeah.
There's no need for us to do that. So I kind of get that it's overkill. And if I came in every day and went to hug Allie after a while, you'd be like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Well, you'd hold on. You'd hold on for that 5 seconds that are too long.
He does sometimes just say, "I believe in you."
Yeah, and I also when I let go, I just swipe my hand against her face.
It's tender. Yeah, it's tender.
But this happened with that guy from Pixar. Remember with John Lasseter, mm-hmm. when he was working, he was like the head of Pixar, was in charge of all the Toy Stories, all these incredible things.
Yeah, he was a hugger.
And then people used to say they didn't like his hugs. Mm-hmm. And then he got basically pushed out of the company.
Yeah.
So, I get that we don't do it every day because that would be insane.
You're right. That is an odd thing. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about it that way. Here's the newscast on it.
Well, a handshake is a common greeting, especially in the workplace.
But could the gesture become a thing of the past? Hmm. Alexandria Hoff is here with why some employers are considering banning the handshake. Alex?
Well, you know, have you ever been approached with a two-cheek kiss? Well, if you didn't expect it, it's totally awkward. Made worse if that timing is a mismatched. You know, I've been there. It's those kind of greetings that has made companies think twice about physical contact in the workplace.
I only go 4 kisses each cheek. 2 kisses each cheek.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, if you're not committing,
yeah,
right?
So where does that leave the handshake?
A survey by Total Jobs found that 3 out of 4 people want all physical contact banned at work.
Is Total Jobs real?
I don't know. It sounds like a sex site, doesn't it? I'm just thinking of what kinds of jobs are involved in Total Jobs.
And that's why they would want them to stop.
Were you looking at Total Jobs again?
The idea is to remove confusion over what kind of touch is appropriate. Now some companies are considering whether they should prohibit handshakes.
I think that's going a little too far.
I think it's a show of mutual respect.
If it's professional, 2 shakes, I'm okay with it.
So is a handshake ban realistic?
We would have to rewrite the whole etiquette books.
Etiquette expert Dorlisa Goodrich-Young says a systematic...
We would have to rewrite all the etiquette books.
Hey, guys, what...
Is she real?
Huh? I think she is. She's an etiquette expert. She has 3 names, too, you'll notice. What is considered a problematic handshake? What are they talking about here? Because I think most of us know how a handshake is supposed to work. I mean, is it the president who pulls you toward him for a sweet kiss?
I mean, I would guess that's
when
one
he's
of
handshaking.
Them.
Is that what they're talking about?
Or like a thumb rub? Like a handshake, but then the thumb rub up top? That would probably be awful.
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
I mean, some friends.
Okay. Ban on handshakes doesn't seem likely. But in order to keep it professional, there are some things you need to know.
It is a medium grip. And we meet the web of the other person.
Why are you talking like this and explaining a handshake?
I want her banned from the workplace.
So when we do this, we are really locking the web.
There are a few other big no-nos when it comes to earning respect with the standard U.S. greeting.
Hey, what's up?
As my unsuspecting coworker Alyssa found out, anything longer than 2 shakes is a shake too many.
Now, are we still talking about handshakes?
I'm not sure.
No, we're talking about urinals now. I think
Total Jobs.
Now in the urinals. What about, and this is a sincere question, this isn't sexually inappropriate, but what about the people who crush your hand with the handshake? And you know, Kevin,
absurd.
I almost ended up in the hospital that time after April Foolishness 1 year. What about that?
Dean's hand is made out of paper mache. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ban that. Could we do that?
I mean, yeah, the over-aggressive handshake, sure, of course.
Yes, I'm made of glass, goddammit.
Totally awkward.
Awkward is what you don't want. You also don't want to position your hand flat on top of a coworker's during a handshake. That can be seen as a sign of dominance. Sorry, Josh.
How long is this story?
Seriously.
Oh, we still have another minute. Still have another minute.
So wait, so you're telling me that if I shake somebody's hand and then put my other hand to kind of clasp it and
don't
kind
do
of...
that, Bean.
I didn't realize that that was considered inappropriate.
That's
that was just friendly.
That's like putting a collar and a leash on them.
Especially in business, you want to keep it even.
Even goes for the grip as well.
You don't want to hurt anyone.
Trying to out-tough a coworker, not a good idea.
That's a great tip. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is insane. Because, first of all, stupid. I would much rather have a firm grip than a limp, loose handshake.
I'm sorry. Oh,
so we all want different things. This is insane to me.
Is this... I don't remember what channel this is on, but is this on We Have 24 Hours to Fill with this onestory.com?
Not
where
a lot
are you
going
getting
on
this from?
Here.
Still have almost another minute.
Nor is going, as it's called, limp fish.
No.
Not good?
Not good.
No. When we're in professional environments, we just want to stick with the level playing field.
Three fingers is a point, two shakes, and you move on.
Yeah, I get compliments on my handshake all the time, so I feel really good.
Let me just say no one gets compliments on their handshakes all the time. No. This is not a thing.
I actually give a compliment. When I get a good handshake, I'm like, nice handshake, especially if it's good eye contact, because that is a true sign of someone that knows what they're doing.
Did you recognize her voice?
It's Selma.
Well, since it seems handshakes are here to stay, what if you're not feeling well? Well, Dorlisa says you simply should offer an explanation and an apology of not wanting to spread germs before denying that shake. And what if you do if you're sick
what
and you don't
this?
Want to get someone else sick or you don't want to, you know?
It's very detailed.
Oh, my God.
Advice on how to give a handshake.
White people are insufferable.
10 a.m. Tickets are going on sale for K-Rock Street Team members for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party June 8th at Doheny. You definitely want to get up on that. Oh, speaking of that, Jensen's got Get Up On This coming up just after 7 a.m. And we'll have some live music from Silver Sun Pickups. It's a lot of show today here on the world-famous K-Rock.
You know, a lot of people love something, and you sort of feel left out if you don't love it as well.
Mm-hmm.
My first example is wine. People who love wine, man, they love wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sure I don't, and I sort of wish I did, because I feel like I'm missing out.
Right? There's beautiful glassware you could be using.
I mean, that's not what I was thinking, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, I felt like I was out of the conversation with no Game of Thrones in my life until this season. Everybody was loving Game of Thrones, and I thought, you know what? I'm jumping on board, and I'm glad I did. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not a fan of puns, and it seems like I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like I'm the odd man out, and I wish I could enjoy them, but I have some newscasters doing puns, and man, are they laughing hard.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're having a really great time. This is from Australia Morning News, and they're talking about a loose deer that's running around the streets.
Several calls about the animal, but were unable to track it down. No idea.
Ah!
Sorry.
Oh, Georgie.
Sorry.
We haven't done this in a while.
No idea.
That's it?
Yes, and that's what got that laugh. So then the other people wanted to play, so they did the story again.
Authorities received several calls about the deer, but so far have been unable to track it down.
We were going to have venison last night, but it was too deer.
Wait, stop it.
That's not even a pun.
These aren't good. These are bad.
That's my point. Everyone seems to be having such a good time, but most puns are bad.
Well, This is most.
That was a pun, though, because he was making a play on too dear, meaning too expensive.
Right.
It's not good.
No.
But it was a pun.
But wait for the weather girl. She actually brings it home.
Authorities received several calls about the deer, but so far have been unable to track it down.
We were going to have venison last night, but it was too dear.
Funniest thing ever. Okay.
Don't worry. The weather's coming up. It looks like rain, dear.
Okay, not bad.
Deer?
It looks like rain. Deer? See, because they're using deer.
Okay,
and then they're
say.
Laughing.
Yeah,
and I'm
say.
Not. We did pun jokes when? Last week, the week before?
Right.
I don't find
those
them,
were great. Those
they
were awesome.
These,
you're
funny.
Picking the worst.
Yeah,
they
these
were
are
fantastic.
Awful.
Yeah. All are awful.
I am a pun fan, but the viewers of this newscast are not having nearly as much fun as the broadcasters.
Same with this studio, my friends.
I hope they're on like LSD or something. This is a bonkers reaction to terrible puns.
There's a dude that works for CNN, and this is his thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe this story is about a cat running for office in England, just based on all of his ridiculous.
I still think he'd make a good leader, especially with a more fitting name. Consider Theresa May, David Cameron, or Gordon Havana Brown. Let's not forget about Tony Shorthair and John Mayshar True, and of course the famous Mouse Grit Catcher. All excellent meownikers for a prime meownister. I'm Carl Azus for CNN.
All right.
Are we enjoying that?
No, that wasn't.
We're not enjoying that.
No.
Okay, well, there's a BBC announcer who's had it with puns. He hates them, and he's the extreme version of me. He's, hey, kids, get off my lawn. He hates this. Allie, how does this work? The writers put up the stuff on the prompter?
Yeah, the writers put everything there. The anchor just reads it. But usually before a newscast, you're able to go through and see
scan
a
it.
Few of the scripts.
Mm-hmm. Listen to how exasperated he is talking about this World Dog Surfing Championship, which he doesn't feel like is up to his standards of being a newscaster.
You're watching BBC News. Just bear in mind, it is August. This does not look like a walk in the park. Dog owners and their pets in California have hit the waves in the second annual World Dog Surfing Championships. Here are the pictures.
There's also style, there's confidence, there's the size of the wave. Some events have really big waves.
like, you hear him?
He hates his life. He's waiting for sweet death.
He went.
The competitor's main challenge is to stay afloat on the board. This is in Pacifica near San Francisco, but there are also prizes for the best dressed and tandem surfing dogs. The winner, of course, being crowned top dog. That's a shame. We've run out of pictures.
That's a shame. It's too soon for that story to end. So this guy is...
I love him.
I do too, because...
I will do nothing but watch him when I move there.
Same. But I love him because he hates these puns. They're terrible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this time, it's gone a step too far. Mm-hmm. So now he has to talk about some kind of dog show again. And he's had it, and he's going to literally show you the teleprompter so you can see what fresh...
Do you think his producers are intentionally giving him dog stories?
I mean, I would. Oh, yeah. I would if it was me. But he's going to show you his life and how much it sucks because he has to read these puns.
Now, I just want to show you what I have to deal with because in a moment we're going to have the weather. I just want to show you what I have to read right now. If camera five can swing around a bit so we can just have a look at this, because what it says...
So now he's directing a different camera to come over and take a shot of the teleprompter.
...is for... It's spelt for one day only. I'm just going to keep this shot up so you know what I have to put up with, but for one day only, Holyrood has gone to the dogs for the Scottish Parliament's Dog of the Year contest. Wait for this. Here are the competitors battling it out to become... top dog, that's a familiar phrase, or leave with their tail between their legs. In a positively tough field, competitive field has whittled down to the top three, with Sadie and her owner, Jeremy Balfour, claiming the prize. Let's go back to the autocue. A rough day for everyone else.
I trained for this.
He said, I trained for this.
He's got to be real fun at parties.
Here's what I'm going to say, Bean, is that there's no way he makes it till you get there.
Hell, if he either resigned or taken his...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Have we mentioned brand new music from Bastille called Joy in a little over half an hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show? I have not heard it yet. I am very excited to. We'll be playing that for the first time with our friend Jimmy Pardo in studio.
Correct.
So all of that coming up here on K-Rock. First, Allie's got what's happening on a Thursday.
Bean, I didn't get to check out any of the Billboard Music Awards, but I assume with Taylor kicking it off, you were absolutely watching.
Lubed up.
You mean...
Oh.
You mean, was I sitting on the edge of my couch waiting for it to start since I knew she was opening the show? Yes, I was.
Okay.
It was unpleasant.
And?
I enjoyed it very much. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much. I don't need 800 dancers on a musical performance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I really don't. It's becoming a circus. It's becoming a spectacle as these performances have to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And people have to be swinging from the rafters and people have to be doing somersaults. And there's just... I feel like none of that adds to the song. I'm just interested in the music. You know what I mean?
Right.
No thank you, Mr. Pecker. But it was she was great, and Brendan Urie was great. I saw that, and then I saw Kelly Clarkson come out and do her opening montage and monologue, and she was terrific. And then I saw Halsey, and that's all I had time for last night. It's just those three, but it seemed like a very energetic and entertaining show.
Now, when she came out, Taylor, with a drumline and a sort of a marching band theme, did you think, oh no, this is biting on Homecoming? This is
Beyonce.
She's biting on Beyonce. Did you think at all?
I did think that. The first thing I thought is, why does this look like Homecoming? Mm-hmm. And the second thing I thought is, well, I mean, the song does have that drum line on it. I mean, they have a bunch of drums in the song, so I get why they need it. But to dress 40 of them up in costumes and have them come out the way Beyonce did, I did not think that was a great move.
Yeah.
It's too close to Beyonce's performance and too similar, I thought.
Yeah, too similar to her performance. At Coachella, not this year, right. Obviously, but with Homecoming coming out, everybody was in tune to it. So it is not surprising to you that the United States trend is Mayo-cella? That doesn't surprise you?
Oh, that's what that's all because of Taylor.
Yes. Yeah.
Because of Taylor being white and doing that. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I mean, she kind of invited that on herself, I think, this time.
Yeah. You don't think she knew exactly what she was doing?
I don't think she would have done it if she thought she would have gotten a negative reaction to it. No.
You don't?
I don't.
I think most performers are better at that at PR. Like,
I would think she would know.
She's one of the most like calculated pop stars of all time.
She knew exactly what she was doing, and she knew people would be talking about this all day.
Really? You think that she would invite people to refer to her performance negatively?
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if that were the case, but you could be right.
As long as they're talking about her, yeah.
Being even-handed.
Yeah,
too.
That was
Swift.
kind of nuts. I liked it.
An incredible bitch.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Look, I love Taylor, but I haven't swallowed the Kool-Aid, you guys.
Really?
Swallowed was a weird...
Yeah, I don't... Not drank, yeah. But swallowed. Like, it's in my mouth. I'm just moving it around. So but I haven't swallowed it.
Such a weird phrasing.
Agreed. It really was. It really was. Well, the fun didn't end just when the Billboard Music Awards ended. No. Shortly after them, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas got married in a surprise Las Vegas wedding ceremony. Yeah, they hit up the Chapel L'Amour inside a little white wedding chapel, and there was an Elvis impersonator performing the ceremony. Diplo documented the ceremony on his Instagram feed, and brothers Nick and Kevin Jonas were there. And
hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
Oh, okay. And Dan and Shay performed the song Speechless.
Hoogie-hoo!
So quite a night.
I am new to Game of Thrones, but she is Santa? On Game of Thrones? Is that who we're talking about here? Sophie Turner?
Okay. I don't watch it. You watch it.
She's
yes.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Dave, that was exasperating.
Dave
with us.
Playing everyone listening right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So one of the Jonas Brothers marries an incredibly beautiful woman for Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. The other Jonas Brother is married to the former Miss World, Priyanka mm-hmm. yes. Chopra, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the third one doing?
I believe he's married to a jewelry designer.
Oh.
Is that real?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I think so.
A civilian.
Yeah.
You,
I mean,
the
I don't
other
think,
two Jonas Brothers look down on him?
I don't think she's become much of a celebrity. I mean, she's a celebrity now, kind of, for being married to him, but she's been with him for a long time.
I mean, I feel like that third Jonas Brother is going to have to upgrade now that he's seen what his brothers have done.
She owns the jewelry company Moments.
Mm. All right.
You think that he, like, they've really stepped up the game?
Yes.
He's like, I'm sorry, Daniel Jonas, but I have to leave you. My brothers have upped.
For a more high-profile wife. Yes, yeah. I think so.
Well, that's upsetting. I didn't want that to...
Fun fact, the average American marriage lasts fewer than 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's not a fun fact.
No. I think that they've been married the longest, right?
10 years. They have two kids also, but you know what? The rules are the rules.
Gotta move on.
Sorry, kids.
So she's married to Kevin.
She's married to Kevin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why is Kevin the loser?
We often
how
ask
come
that
Kevin's
question.
The loser?
I don't think he's a loser. He's just married to someone that isn't Sophie Turner or Priyanka Chopra.
The way you're talking about him.
They were on a reality show together called Married to Jonas.
How do you know so much about this third wife?
He's looking at his computer.
No. What? These are all things I have tattooed on my arm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just facts.
Huge, huge fan of Jonas facts. A lot of us didn't know that until now. You guys, MTV VMAs are going to take place at the Prudential Center in Newark for the first time. It's moving to New Jersey, you guys.
And that show is still on,
it's
you're saying?
It's still on, the VMAs. Okay. Yeah, MTV's Bruce Gilmer noted that the state was the birthplace of endless lists of musical legends like Frank Sinatra, Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, the Fugees, and the Jonas Brothers. Huh. The event typically happens in New York and Los Angeles, but apparently all venues were booked.
Okay, question.
I just added that. They might not have been. They might just really like Newark.
I haven't watched MTV in a long time. Uh-huh. Do they even play music videos? Because for me, it seems like it's all YouTube and Vevo, right?
Yeah, I don't know that they play videos anymore.
No.
So it's an odd...
Classic does, but...
It's an odd award to have.
Yeah. I think that the VMAs are mostly awards that don't have to do with videos. Aren't those ones that do, like, Best Kiss and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just weird.
No, that's the movie awards.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah,
the movie
saying,
awards movie. Is Best Kiss and stuff.
This is video music awards.
Oh, I thought you meant Best Member of Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's strangely Gene Simmons every year.
Always.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what the VMAs are.
They're not real. They
it's called Video Music Awards, but I don't know why.
They have a video award, but they don't. But they mostly just give out best song and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like
it's
a...
It's like a Grammy?
It's a crap Grammys.
Grammy-like?
Okay. Crappies, yeah.
All right, well, it's in Newark this year, so this all makes sense now. Wow, guys. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Jonas talk.
Yeah.
Too
much, some would say. I mean, they just announced that big 40-city tour playing the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, people are very excited to welcome them back.
They've Jonas is so cute.
Recently had a number one song. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all the way back.
Cool.
I never got them, by the way. They were never, I never understood their popularity.
Yeah. I don't think, I've never heard a song by the Jonas Brothers have been like, I'm in!
Yeah.
They
just do middle-of-the-road pop, right? It's just
fluffy.
I do like some of the solo stuff from one of them is okay.
DNCE?
The Chains. Chains is a good song.
Yeah,
DNCE Dance or something?
Yeah, that's him as well.
DNCE, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I like that band a lot, yeah.
Which Jonas is that?
I think that's Elmer?
No, that's Glomer.
Glomer
Jonas.
Okay.
It's two very similar names.
The one that did the Chain song, I think, is named Xuxa.
Okay.
X-U-X-A.
You're not thinking of Zippo?
Oh, no. Zippo doesn't do music. Zippo,
that's right.
He did lanyard art.
He's the silent Jonas guy.
You guys know we're on the air, right?
I hate you all.
Not for long.
Some birthdays for you guys. Ellie Kemper, Lily Allen, David Beckham, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right, I'm very excited, Jensen. You seem excited as well about what you're going to get us up on this week.
I always am. This is a feature where I get you up on things early or things you may have missed. It is called Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up, on this. Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
About 40% of the time I spend here in the K-Rock building when I'm off air, I'm just passionately explaining my beliefs on how the constantly evolving world of alternative music needs to be looked at differently. It's basically, I just think, you know...
Not against it.
There's new bands and singers in sort of the alternative rock world just don't exist anymore. They used to pop up decade to decade and they would populate this beloved category. And, well, they're drying up. You know, the idea that this generation, right... This iPod generation has sort of created something where they'd rather laugh at their parents that pick one genre to follow.
Yeah, because they follow everything.
That's right. They've been listening to individual songs for years, skipping from Foo Fighters to Drake to Muse to Maren Morris. Everything is blurred at this point. And
No genres.
And whoever's looking at alternative music in a box, being 100%, is going to be left behind at this point. And so one of the many missions I've had while joining this world-famous family has been to try and expose this evolution and show the alternative music that's actually becoming more expansive.
Okay, good.
Okay. Past picks like Dominic Fike, Alec Benjamin, Omar Apollo, Mac Miller, they all fit this bill. And now this week I'd like to get you up on someone named Kevin Abstract.
Now, Kevin Abstract.
He's great. Kevin is best known as a member of the immensely popular collective Brockhampton. Right, they've dominated rap music and the alternative scene for the past 2 years, being on top of festivals, even netting a reported $15 million record deal with RCA last year. Also, I've never seen a merch line in my entire life like I saw with Brockhampton. It's bonkers. Kevin's been considered the leader of the group since its inception on an online message board around 2010, despite not being the best rapper or singer in the group. There's just no way. You listen to it and you're like, how's he the leader? Well, now we know. His new solo album... It's called Arizona Baby, and it may just be the most internally vulnerable album of the decade.
Wow.
It's co-produced by Jack Antonoff, extremely familiar to K-Rock
listeners. Just him?
Just him.
Okay.
All right. And the album tackles the trials and tribulations of getting rich and famous at a young age, and also a childhood growing up black and queer in the conservative Corpus Christi, Texas area.
Wow.
Which can't be easy.
Nope.
This, at times, is an unapologetically gay album from a prominent member of the hip-hop community, which I could spend another hour on talking about if you like, but I think you could probably figure out why that's revolutionary. Let's get to the music. The first song we'll listen to is called Baby Boy. This is Kevin Abstract.
Every time I find myself, I feel so lost. And every truth that I discover feels so false. And every mountain that I climb that seems so tall. It only felt that way cause the valley was so small. Excuse me,
I had this creature pretty much out of my mind. Alone,
left me all alone. He's all
That's awesome.
He's
what a voice.
Awesome. And you know, there's certain records where he kind of talk raps. He's like little I'm comparably, I think I'd even say he's closer to Beck than anything else.
Really?
Or me.
Oh yeah,
possibly.
Very similar.
Clearly,
Kevin,
your rap style. We heard it at the battle. This next song is a little more in line with sort of relationships and things that he's been going through. This song is called Peach.
She met me, let me f*** in the shower. I wrote my number in the mist on the mirror. I'm not the type to tell my homies about ya. You're not the type to hold me down through the years. I'll be your baby doll, your bodyguard if you tell me to. I'll try to make it all not as hard if you let me through.
I ain't signed for no bullshit. I saw my baby down bulletproof. Make me take two sips. All the things I couldn't do. The cops come, then we dip, baby. Back when we was just friends, baby.
I love that.
Yeah, the album is called Arizona Baby. It's by Kevin Abstract. Again, co-produced by Jack Antonoff. And if you love that album, go check out things from Brockhampton. They're extremely prolific. They have three albums called Saturation. They're very good. But also, more than anything, understand that alternative music can come from just about anywhere nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to make sure you're not left in the dust. Again, that is Kevin Abstract, and that is my Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up.
Live music from the band Silver Sun Pickups in our studio next hour, and we'll premiere a brand new song from Bastille coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, ladies and gentlemen, comedian, podcaster, close friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, Jimmy Pardo has joined us in studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Jimmy.
Hello.
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 Did you,
hello.
Did you jog over here today, or are you lazy and you drove?
Well, you guys managed to move your studio, so I drove.
Okay. You sound angry at us.
Well, I don't like it. I like that I was able to, you know, just put some shoes on and run a little less than a mile and a half to your old studio. Now, this is a lot of BS. And I gotta schlep 2.5 miles.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's rough in a city this size.
Well, it can be rough.
It can.
It was. I guess it's more than that, isn't it? How far away is it from your old studio?
It's not that far. I think it's about a mile and a half.
All right, so it's a total of maybe 3 miles.
Maybe.
I'm not gonna run 6 miles, dude.
No.
But you could.
Crazy.
Are you just you're not dead right. I could. I don't want anybody judging me that I can't do that. I don't know if I could, to be honest with you. I've run marathons, but I don't think I can do 6 miles today.
Have you really run a marathon?
I've done three.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, why'd your voice go so high? Is that a lie?
I'm so sad that you're poor and can't afford a car.
Well, no, it's not an option. You don't get to drive that route if you want.
He's done it on purpose.
Yeah. I did not finish the middle one. I did the first one I finished, then the middle one I got hurt and had to bail after the 13-mile mark, and then I did it again last year to kind of just put a button on that.
It must have sucked so much to prepare that much and have already run one and then had to quit halfway.
Yeah, it also was a relief. Like, I gave it to myself, like, at the 9-mile mark. I'm like, you know what? I can't do it. I'm going to bail at the halfway. And then it sucked
drinking.
As I was walking away.
Oh, right.
And like, ah, damn it, you quitter.
Yeah.
You
people were chanting, loser, loser.
Pelting him with eggs.
Right? And a guy ran by. He
that's because
poo running
loser
down
was
his,
behind me.
Poo running down his leg.
Nobody
and
had
he
poo
kept
down
going.
Their leg.
That guy kept going.
Bloody nipples.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. So much chafing.
Yeah. That does hurt. Jesus Christ, does that hurt.
I've stopped running from that. It's awful.
What made you want to run a marathon, Jimmy?
You know what? I was having a birthday of a certain age 2 years ago. I was turning 60 years old, and don't I look great?
You do.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of Botox fillers, that sort of thing. I never wanted to do a marathon, and I just thought I'm turning, 50, and, you know, I should do something that I never thought I would do.
That's a weird decision.
But you're a runner anyway, right?
I was a runner, kind of, sort of. I did a bunch of half marathons I don't know. I was never an athlete. I was never in shape. So I did a couple of half marathons. Then when the marathon came up, it's like, I'm going to do it and see what happens. And I didn't have a great, I think it was 5 hours and 37 minutes
or something. That's very impressive.
Thank you.
It's better than I would have done.
Yeah. Well, you know, absolutely. Maybe if you train, you're no. always in those short pants. You're ready to go at any given moment.
In case a marathon breaks out.
You know what I was thinking about today, Kevin, is when I first started coming on your program,
yeah.
you and I ran into each other at Kevin Pollak's movie premiere.
Yes.
And we didn't know what to say to each other.
It was odd.
Because it was, we had bonded a little bit in here, but it wasn't like on the way that it would be like today.
Right.
Where we'd have a conversation. So that was, hey.
How are you?
All right.
Good, how are you?
Hey, buffet, huh? Buffet.
It was the most awkward, stilted. And my wife's like, "Cause I go, that's Kevin." She goes, "I thought you had a lot of those guys."
I do. I don't understand why that was the worst conversation I've ever had.
I'm going to put that on me.
No, I put it on me.
Okay, all right.
You oh, can wait, have it. How did they?
He really backed down.
You couldn't wait for me to take that blame.
We know
you've
one
been
thing
holding
yet.
On to that for like 20 years.
It's been a while. It's been bothering me. It really has.
I mean, honestly, was that 5, 6, 7 years ago?
It's that long ago, and it's been bothering
Why
me.
Why would it be bothering you?
I don't know.
Wow. Jimmy does not let stuff go, you guys. This is what I can tell
we're
you
good.
About Jimmy.
Yeah. We're good. It's good. Even though that was a terrible conversation
yeah.
from one of us,
and again,
we're good.
I blame myself. You know who else was there that day? Stephen Root was there. Do you remember
That's
Stephen
correct.
Root?
Yeah.
He's so great.
Yeah, as an actor.
Wow.
My Jimmy. Conversation with him was worse than with Kevin's. It was horrible.
Maybe it was you.
You know what? I'll blame myself.
You know what? Right. Why was it worse than me? What happened? By the way, I'm usually decent at small talk. So
no,
are you?
I know. What? Why did we both lock
I
up
don't know.
That day?
We just froze.
In Stephen Root's case, I think I admittedly he's one of those character actors that I so admire mm-hmm. that I'm pretty sure I didn't want to fanboy out, and so I kind yeah. of. You know, I didn't want to start quoting news radio to him.
Sure.
So I just went, and then for 7 years ago, hey, I'm that Stephen Root doesn't know how to talk to people, huh? 100% my fault. 100% my fault. The thing with Kevin, 100% Kevin's fault.
Sure, it's very sure. possible.
That makes sense.
It
yeah.
is it is odd sometimes. Like, I know you from this setting, and yeah. it is odd to see someone in the wild.
It is.
Is it in the wild?
I think it's in the wild.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's...
It's a little disconcerting, but...
But I think if you and I would have seen it, like, at the car wash, we'd be able to...
Yeah.
It would be easy conversation. I don't know why that particular
I gotta be honest. It didn't make an impact on me, and I haven't been thinking about it. I'm sorry that it's been torturing you for 7 years.
Haunting, torturing, everything. Every time, like, you know, that I listen to you guys in the morning, or, you know, I see a tweet from Bean or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, are you? It's like, oh, dear. Then I tighten up. I
replays tension. In your head.
It all replays. Yeah. I remember how I was in line. You turned around and saw me. Hey. And then weirdness. And then we tried to talk to each other over a small plate.
It just didn't work.
It didn't work.
And again, has this been cathartic, though, and now you can let it go?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I
just say, of course. It's been bugging you for 7 years.
Yeah, I just didn't want this to be on your deathbed. I didn't want you to be thinking, why couldn't I talk to Kevin?
That's a good point. I should not have dismissed it that quickly, Kevin. I apologize.
We have Stephen Root coming on next.
Oh, no!
Yeah. So, well, if you can stick around.
As long as I avoid him in the green room, I'll be fine.
It's time to let it go.
Yeah.
Our friend Jimmy Pardo is here. We're going to get to the business coming up next after we play the Bastille song, the Never Not Funny Part, Castathon 2019. How many years in a row have you been doing this, Jimmy?
Well, we took 1 year off. This is our 10th one. It's our we started...
That 1 year you pulled up lame, right? You realized pooping down your legs,
there.
So you couldn't do the podcast-a-thon.
First of all, that part did not happen. I did not poop anywhere
near my
legs.
But isn't that the story from people who run marathons? They have to go to the bathroom and they just let it go.
Yeah,
I don't think they make the decision.
They do.
I think it involuntarily comes
out. No, I disagree, Justin.
Really?
I think they make the decision of, I don't want to ruin my time. I want to be able to beat my old time or set some record. So
and
they
if
just,
this has to happen, then it has to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, they just take a whiz or they lay
whiz,
it.
Whiz, I understand. But they don't wear a diaper with this in mind? Or
that would be not aerodynamic.
I'm right. very sorry I brought this up. We need to take a break. I didn't mean to make a U-turn into poop talk. So
yes.
That one's
we'll
on
talk,
me.
Which I never care for, by the way.
We'll
so.
Talk all about the podcast-a-thon when we return with Jimmy Pardo right after this on K-Rock.
Brand new Bastille called Joy on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:36.
What I heard of that I liked very much, you guys.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Song called Joy. Jimmy Pardo, what are your thoughts, please?
My thoughts are as follows. What I heard I enjoyed. I saw Bastille when they came on Conan once, mm-hmm. and they were terrific. And also the band that you have coming in here was on Conan once, and I
Silver
enjoyed,
Sun's
them. I enjoyed yeah. them on that day as well.
Do you want to jam with them?
I don't know if they'd care for that at
but
all.
It's also not my place to invite you to do that either. So
I did a podcast once with Jimmy where we did a Name That Tune, and I am a music mind. I know a lot about music, and
I have never seen a human being in my entire life know more about music than Jimmy.
Oh,
Carter.
I got lucky on that night.
That was unbelievable.
That night was, it was almost as if somebody pulled the top 10 most played songs on my iPod and went, now let's play Name That Tune, because it was
comical.
It was comically magical. Like,
they would play a note. Ding! And he'd
Sister
know.
Christian, Bat Ranger. Like, it was
was blown away.
But thank you, Jens.
Your history in music, you know, obviously you worked at a label and stuff, but it's like, you have a mind for music.
I did that night. Okay. There are also it could be a night that I would crap the bed and you would wipe the floor with me. Like, if it was more in your, that was very 80s centric and very kind of corporate rock centric that night. So sure. I kind of, and
that's
I
your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
I don't like the term corporate rock, but I did.
But Night Ranger is where you live, basically.
I've been on a Night Ranger bender in the last few days.
Really? Brad Gillis is amazing.
I watched a video with Brad Gillis where he's shirtless the entire concert.
But he wears a vest.
Not on this show.
Oh, really? Sometimes
put a vest on.
Sometimes shirtless, but then a velvet vest over it.
But I welcome that. I don't need to see everything.
Really, a lot of
people. I don't
care
how ripped you are.
Yeah, okay.
Put a shirt on. Got it. You're already wearing the weird, you know, Sunset Strip 1985 pants, you know, those tights that they wore back then.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy likes a little mystery in his bed. Leave a little something for the imagination.
Leave me something. I don't need to see everything while Jeff Watson's having a tough time in his vest.
All right, let's talk about the Never Not Funny Podcastathon. You said 10 years in. It's going to be this Saturday. You can stream it at podcastathon.com from noon till midnight. I assume, like most years, there's no way to come down and see it in person anymore, right? That's all sold out.
Oh, that's all sold out. But, you know, the important, you know, we always joked about that. Like, we always promote it. It's at Flappers. And if you can't make Flappers, watching a line.
Right.
Well, only 200 people could sit in there.
Well, don't say that. It sounds less impressive.
The world can watch it on the internet, Kevin.
All right. Okay.
It's not like the Oscars go, hey, we're at the Dolby. If you can't make it down here, watch it on television. And what I'm saying is I'm comparing Parcastathon to the Oscars.
Yeah, sure. Understand.
That's valid. 12 hours live.
12 hours live. Matt Belknap and I and Elliot and Garen, the other, all four of us from Never Not Funny are there. We have Wayne Fetterman on keyboards.
Okay.
And we got a great band. Tony Thaxton from Motion City Soundtrack is the drummer. We got Ken Robinson on saxophone, Mike Henry on guitar. We had a great live band, and you know, we got 31 guests coming on.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a new one every 20 minutes. We have
a guest.
So when that guest doesn't show up, I'm sure that has happened before.
Yeah, but how do you go, hey, we caught up on time.
We're not over.
The first few years, it'd be like, oh, can you believe that person didn't show up? Now it's like, oh, you know what? If somebody doesn't show up, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, well, we're going to catch up on time. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get back on schedule. Because inevitably, somebody goes wrong.
For the most part, these are friends of yours and people you've had on the podcast over the years, so you don't really need to prep or anything, right?
There's really no prep, but every now and then there's somebody, you know, that it's their first time on there, and so I'll have them tell a producer, you know, hey, you know, have Jimmy set me up for the story, which I don't really do much of, but I want everybody to shine. If I don't know him, you know, like Randall Park came on, and Randall's a great actor and very, very funny, but I don't know Randall.
Yeah.
And so there's only somebody you can go, hey, so when it's on the set, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, you guys know more than anybody.
Of course.
You do it every morning. You've got to pretend you give a crap.
I mean, we're doing it right now.
I know. Hey, if this wasn't for charity, I would understand you're walking through it. But so for that, I was like, hey, you know, why don't you give Jimmy just a couple of bullet points, that sort of thing. And by the way, I'm the Jimmy in that scenario.
Right. Oh, God.
I don't know why I did it third person.
Telling a Jimmy Fallon story. Listen, this is very odd.
You know, he recreated a video.
What does that mean?
Listen, you're right in the mix here. We bash him open.
Couldn't hate him more.
Josh.
Couldn't hate him more.
Who cares? Aren't you interesting?
I also hate the way they present him as if he's a rambunctious little 14-year-old.
Like he's a teen.
That's weird.
That is weird.
So
and he's,
strange.
What, 42 now?
In between.
Hey, look at me. My hair's not done.
Yeah, it's going to commercials, he's reading like Teen Bop. It's like, who are you, you weirdo?
I don't know why those videos bother me so much. Like, Paul Rudd and Jimmy Fallon, do it again. Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they got together in a studio and recreated Go West?
Let me tell you what bugs me about that.
That's what they did. They just didn't go West.
They did. No, really?
Who I like.
I thought it was
go
You
West.
Spin Me Round they did. Wasn't it?
That was...
Dead or Alive.
I think that was the one right before Go West.
I think they've done both.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And they did Styx as well.
The thing with Fallon is he has to be the star. That's what drives me crazy. Yeah. He's the guy that gets most of the screen
more
time.
More than Corden?
He's by far.
This one I'll sit out.
Yes, because Corden is genuinely having a great time. Fallon is making sure he gets screen time. Okay.
That's how I feel.
I know that Jensen has to stay out of this, but come on.
That's my
man.
Opinion. I
know.
Listen,
I like
also, late night TV is difficult. Not that I'm trying to defend them at all, but both also, like, do something new in late night, well, is my opinion.
Well, Jimmy's trying. Mean, let's say this. Jimmy's, and again, I have a podcast. Who the F am I to be saying any of this? If he wants me to recreate any video, I'm more than happy to do it.
I'm sure he will.
You know, let's go. You want to do Hungry Like the Wolf? I can get on a boat. Let's do it. More than happy to sail wherever you need me to go, pal.
Yeah, you can be Tawny Katane.
Yeah. I'll go on top of a sports car. Yeah, let's do this.
Absolutely.
I'm ready. Who the hell am I to judge? You want me to sing in a car, Corden? I'll go. You're my hero. Why am I taking anybody down?
You're going to have Corden and Fallon on the part, okay?
That's three too many Jimmys in one car.
Hey, Jimmy, let's hit the charity because people who are going to be tuning in are going to have an opportunity to donate money to the charity this year. And also you have the auction that you do every year for people who can get a cool prize for their donation as well.
You can go to partcastathon.com or nevernotfunny.com and we are raising money for Smile Train, the great organization that goes to third world countries and performs the surgery that fixes cleft palates in children, sometimes adults that can't otherwise afford to do it. Each surgery only costs $250, only takes 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy how little it is and how short a time it is, and it makes a lifetime of difference.
Yeah. And, you know, we went down to Mexico a couple of years ago and met the family, some families that were getting prepped to have the surgery, and then others that had just had it done, and then we were able to watch two surgeries as well.
You scrubbed in, right?
Yeah,
of course I did.
The gloves.
I'm always happy to get involved. You know what we did? We did cut the... They let us cut the stitches.
Nope.
No, I wouldn't let you.
No. Nope. That was a terrible decision.
And you didn't wash your hands?
Yes, I washed my hands. Who said I didn't wash my hands?
Bean asked me if you scrubbed in. You said no.
You said no.
Well, I said no, and then I realized, okay, you know what? I actually was involved.
I'm nervous for these people is what I'm
saying. Hang on and say, am I Bill Barr? Why are you guys doing this to me? What just happened there? You Kamala Harris coming at me?
The Never Not Funny Parkastathon is this Saturday. You can stream it, parkastathon.com, from noon until midnight. And please, when you do, you're going to get some real entertainment out of it. Throw in a couple of bucks towards Smile Train, would you please? Before Jimmy Pardo goes, Allie McKay has 60 seconds with. She's just going to fire questions at you. Jimmy, just first answer that comes to your mind. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
60 seconds with Jimmy Pardo.
Dream guest for the Parkastathon.
Steve Perry.
Would you rather be friends with a guy named Chuck or a guy named Guy?
Guy.
Would you rather drink an orange vanilla Coke Zero or get kicked in the balls?
Kicked in the balls.
Do you pretend that you're allergic to dogs because you hate furry goodness?
Confirmed.
Is an English muffin considered toast?
Yes.
If you could kill someone and get away with it, would you?
No.
Red Vines or Twizzlers?
Who cares?
Did you have a nickname growing up?
Pards, and I hated it.
What was your first job?
I worked at, delivering newspapers, then a place called Eat a Pizza.
Toilet paper roll, over or under?
Under at all times.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Roger Waters, The Wall.
Chicago, Peter Cetera or the other dude?
Peter Cetera.
Have you ever thought about gunning it at a stop sign when someone walks right in front of you?
You mean like a drive-by?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Just running into him.
Running in, like...
No, just pretend he said yeah.
Time was up.
He loves murder.
You're sitting there. There's somebody in the crosswalk. You ever think of just gunning it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a question.
Jeez.
I heard gunning and I panicked.
Not a drive-by.
But there's already a murder question. I don't know what's happening with this 60 seconds. Is something going on?
It got violent, didn't it? All right. You couldn't be more wrong about the English muffin, but Pardons, we love you. Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Pre-sale tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast and Luau and Beach Party go on sale in about 2 hours or so, 10 o'clock this morning. If you're a K-Rock Street Team member, you'll have the pre-sale code. You can buy those tickets before they go on sale for the public tomorrow. One of the great bands that's going to be performing on June 8th at Doheny is Silver Sun Pickups. They're in the next room. And join us for an interview and a live performance coming up right after 8. Allie's here now. Time for What's Happening on a Thursday.
You guys play the Jenga?
Twice.
Never played Jenga.
Three times. Not much.
Okay. You ever play it drunk?
Of course.
You're right. That's
all
the
three
only
times.
Way to play
how
it.
How can you be good at all? Like, don't you just knock it over immediately if you're drunk?
No.
Really?
No, you're more careful when you're drunk, for sure.
I'm at the top of my skill level when I'm drunk.
Yeah, Kevin plays a great
see that every
game
morning.
Of drunk Jenga. I would never bring up Jenga.
Good.
Except when when it involves Channing Tatum.
because he lost a game of Jenga recently, but his loss is our win. Because whoever won this game of Jenga was able to post a picture of the other person that that person picked. So he was playing with his girlfriend, Jessie J. And Channing Tatum lost the game, and he, in turn, posed completely nude in the shower. And he just had his you know, hands covering his junk. And he said he's never playing Jenga with her again. He said, I lost a game of Jenga to Jessica Cornish. The loser, me, had to post a picture the other person, Jessica Cornish, picked. If you guys want to see it, it is something.
You know what's funny is I saw that and I was like, that's weird. And just kept running.
Yeah, it had to do with Jenga, which is amazing. But here's the thing. She's gotten a lot of blowback, Jessie J, because she's dating Channing Tatum. Like, all of Channing Tatum's ex-wife, like, that was like, oh, that's my couple. I can't believe they divorced. Da, da, da. So she's gotten a lot of awful messages, a lot of awful people. But now they're like, thank you, Jessie J, for bringing us naked Channing Tatum. This is brilliant, Jessie
J. She's like Santa. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's delivered to everyone.
That is what I'm saying. So congratulations to you. You guys, I'm going to bring you a Jeopardy update. But
yes.
It has
I'm shocked. Yes.
But it has to do with Alex Trebek.
Okay.
He got very candid about his cancer treatments yesterday. It was his first live sit-down interview since revealing his stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis in March. And it was a really moving interview. He said, my oncologist tells me I'm doing well, even though I don't always feel it. I've had kidney stones, ruptured discs. So I'm used to dealing with pain, but what I'm not used to dealing with is these surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness, and it brings tears to my eyes.
Wow.
And he's talking to Robin Roberts, who has been through it. So it was just, it was a very moving interview, but something that I thought was really interesting that he brought up was this outpouring of love from generations of Jeopardy fans. And he said, you don't often get to hear good things about you while you're living. It's always after someone passes that people, you know, all the accolades and, oh, he was a great guy. And he said, it's really moving to hear that while he's still here. But he says he's fighting through it. His platelets are steady. Blood counts are steady. Weight is steady. He's going through another round of chemo next week, followed by a review to find out where things stand.
He was a pussy.
Oh my God.
That seems way too
that
mean.
Is aggressive, and I will not stand for it when it comes
asshole.
To again.
Oh, Jesus.
This is Alex Trebek. You guys know of all people not to, you know, right?
Hit him while he's down.
Don't.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's
I was waiting. Because I knew you were searching for something else horrible. Go ahead, hit another
he
one.
Is
there it is.
A prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer.
Neither. None.
I think he's the man who invented. He's the man who invented Booyah. He's the man who invented Booyah.
Was that the remix?
Remix.
He is a dick.
He is not.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
No,
Jesus.
You do not want to. And
he's not telling the truth. He was out getting high, stealing a car, laying out on the beach, smoking pot.
I mean, I wish he was doing those things.
That guy. What do you need him for?
We don't need any of these.
People are so mean.
Sound bites.
He's a racist. He is a con man.
No.
And he is a cheat.
He's Canadian, first of all. I don't know what that has to do with.
I don't either.
Anymore, Kevin. How about you?
No, I'm out. Go ahead.
Now he's 73 with nothing but prison time on his resume.
He is 78 and he's not in jail.
All right, one more.
Okay.
His hands are so small.
Hmm. They really aren't. I've seen him when he holds the cards. He's
You're
fine.
Looking too close.
And I think he's a little shady.
No, he's on the up and up. You guys good?
Yeah.
I don't think Allie's enjoying this, Pete.
I mean, it's about one of my favorite people on the face.
He's kind of dope.
Thank you, Jensen. I totally agree with you.
We play clips like that, and it's always disconcerting to hear yourself saying something bad about somebody else. It's weird.
As well it should. As well it should. Chrissy Teigen is teaming up with celebrity chef David Chang. They're going to work together to create new food programming for Hulu. The multi-year deal covers several shows, beginning with a cooking show tentatively titled Family Style, featuring the former model and cookbook author Chrissy Teigen and Momofuku founder Chang. The show
a total loser.
Oh, wow. The show will revolve around the ways in which people express their love for friends and family by cooking and eating together.
She's a bitch.
I don't think she is. Do we need...
All
of that?
Her body is...
tight.
Okay. Well, she's a model and keeps in the shape, so...
That's an incredible bitch.
I don't think we're saying that at all.
Pretty
she's
going to
be in the new, new movie, the sex movie. I should have looked that up. The book. Lots of sex. Yeah? I hate everyone in this room.
Come on, we're all having fun, aren't we?
We are not having fun. Oh, what's that? Silver Sun Pickups just left because they love Alex Trebek as much as I do. Me too, you guys. I don't blame you one bit.
Drama queen.
No.
Don't worry about her. She's just an attention seeker.
All right, I think we're done torturing you.
She's a sociopath and a bitch.
Okay, we're not done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just playing them all at the same time now.
You're basically feeling it from every
angle. Now. Go ahead. Me?
No.
If you have some, of course. All right, Allie, bring it home.
All right, we'll talk about some birthdays. Yeah, I knew it! I knew it. I hate you so much. Happy birthday to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, David Beckham, Ellie Kemper, and Lily Allen. And it doesn't matter why we're known.
Brand new Silver Sun Pickups. It doesn't matter why on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:09. What are those guys doing now, Bean?
I think they're sitting in front of us in the studio now. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome from the Silver Sun Pickup. Brian and Nikki are here. Hi, guys.
We're like Beetlejuice.
Good to be back.
We're like Beetlejuice. If you play that song, we show up.
That's a great new song.
Thank you very much.
It's killer.
And it was fun to hear it in the headphones just now. We never listened to it.
Yeah, was that? Yeah, exactly. We've played songs of people that bands and stuff, and they take their headphones off. They don't want to hear it.
That's weird. We're trying on a new thing where we go, let's just lean into it. Like, oh man,
we're good.
We thought that'd be funny. You know, you hear yourself at a bar or something, like, do you guys listen to this? Because you know, really,
it's a good system.
Usually, we're always like, who is this?
Yeah. It doesn't matter why we're known.
It doesn't.
We're just known.
It doesn't matter.
That
it doesn't
is such.
Matter.
That's such a great couplet, and for the life of me, I can't figure out what you're trying to say.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter why.
First of all, I guess we should say thank you in advance for doing the K-Rock Weenie Roast again this year. We're so honored to have you.
Spot.
Same.
I feel like you're our house band at the Weenie Roast.
We were told we've done it more than any other band.
I think that's true.
So exciting.
We were just talking about that, like... 15 years ago in Silver Lake, when we were sitting in like the smoking room at a club or something, if somebody was going to tell us or the people around us, like, you know, you guys will probably you'll be a band that played K-Rock Weenie Roast the most.
You'd throw your drink in their face?
We would just be like, what? And everybody around us would be like, get out of here. That person is not psychic. Don't listen to anything that they say.
Well, how mad is Weezer now? Weezer's got to be ticked. They were a house band for a while.
We spend our whole
move
career.
Move over, Weezer. But our whole, right?
Beat it, Weezer.
Everything we do is to try to irk them.
Is it? That's just your goal in life.
Yeah, it doesn't matter why. It's about Pinkerton.
Well, now I know.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Bean, I'm sorry to spoil it for you, but that's really what it is.
I understand, yes.
It's a reaction record.
The perfect vibe, though, for a summertime outdoor multi-band festival, though.
Wow, you know what I mean? Multi-band festival.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're on the beach this year?
It's the first time we've ever done it at the beach, so we're excited to have you there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
I think so.
I think there are there are condos now where the Weenie Roast was.
There is
Hogwarts now where the Acoustic Christmas is. What do you think
Universal
is going to land?
Amphitheater.
So the places you're landing next, what's coming?
Good question.
Game of Thrones, spectacular. Miami Vice.
That's for sure.
We keep having to rebook different things. What do you mean they're gone?
I hope there's some sort of stunt spectacular that happens where we play in the Forum.
I mean, the Fast and Furious Forum.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
The Vin Diesel Icecapades.
Oh, that's $1 million idea.
Right? I know, and you know what? It's yours.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very kind.
You guys are going into your fifth album coming out.
Yeah.
What is the state of Silver Sun Pickups these days? Do you guys feel like you've made it?
No.
Not yet.
No, I feel like we always feel new, you know, and every time we make one of these things, we try to make it difficult for us, so we never go into this thing feeling that we've got this handled.
Make it difficult for us.
Well, it's just like you're trying to, you don't really notice that you're trying to push yourself. You're just always trying to move forward, and Silver Sun always feels like at any moment this thing could come
derail.
Crashing down to the ground, so we're never like, well, we did it. We did the work, and now we're doing it. No, it's always bizarre.
So you sort of have that feeling that you're trying to make it.
I mean, yeah.
Even
right.
though this is your fifth album.
We're trying to make something.
Yeah. We were practicing at Brian's house.
Yes.
Him and I, and we were just like, oh, we do this.
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
We were staring at each other. I mean, literally.
We do this.
We're just sitting on his couch trying to, you know, remember all the new stuff.
I know. There's so much material now. But so we don't think about it like that. But now, you know, it's been a while, so we meet people that, you know, look like they've gone through they've had life experience and stuff, right. And then they tell us that they listened to us in junior high, and we go, what? What?
It's a weird thing to hear.
It is really weird. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to push yourself, I think Butch Vig is a pretty good producer to have.
Oh, what a lovely guy. Yeah. He's just a lovely man.
Him. Well, we had him in a few days ago with Garbage.
He said that. Yeah, I saw him at his house, and he said he was here.
He said he told us completely unsolicited.
It's our best record, and he's biased.
Why
right?
would you not let Bean say that?
Sorry. He tells us that. I wanted to see if it was true.
It is true. That's what he told us too, as well.
So Wisconsin to the core.
He really is.
What's different about him being your producer? How does it change the process?
Whew. I mean,
besides the fact that he has great ears, obviously.
Yes, I mean, I think you really hit it. I mean, he could be talking to you about something. We talk about movies while there's a track playing in the background that, you know, you did. And he'll just stop you for a second and go, oh, hold on. And he turned to Billy Bush, who's his right-hand engineer. Mm-hmm. And just go, oh, Billy, that one part there. And I'm like, what? How's he listening? He goes, no, maybe, you know, the DB's on that thing. And then the guy goes, yeah, okay, got it. And he goes, okay, anyway, Brian. So,
that's crazy.
The new Suspiria, you know, and I'm like, whoa. What's going on? He's got, I mean, we've known him for a while, and he's been just a good friend. But working with him, that whole legend and all that stuff, you don't really see that. Well, obviously, when you know somebody and you just talk with them. Mm-hmm. And then when you're working with them, besides when you go downstairs into his like music area in his house, when you look at all the records, you go, oh, whoa, okay, wow.
Yeah.
You definitely earn putting these things up. But you see, we felt the experience through things like that. Like, wow, this guy's really...
Was he ever dead wrong where he gave you advice?
No. What I love about Butch and why he's good for a band like us and everybody we work with is like this with us. They know, like, we're going to go, hey, Butch, this is a really weird idea, you know, and he leans in and goes, oh, great.
Good,
let's
bring
do it.
Yeah.
There's one song in particular on the record when I loved it, and it happened many times where Butch just would turn his seat around like some sort of Star Trek captain, and you go, now, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what kind of song this is. This is making no sense to me in any level, and I love it.
That's encouragement.
Yeah. So he's willing to go there, and he... thing too is like he's been doing it for so long but he does so many things for so long, so as you mentioned not that long ago, Nikki, I didn't think about this, but Butch, while he's doing this, is in a full-on Democratic band.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he's, besides all the soundscaping that he's been doing over the years, he's in a band that's, you know, been around for quite a while, and so he comes from it from that angle too.
He's not a guy who talks about either.
No.
So it's not like he goes, and you know, remember Nevermind?
Yeah. Oh, but he will. Yeah, we brought it up.
We'll say, do you remember Nevermind?
No,
tell us more.
We brought it up constantly. So when things got tense, he'll talk about it. You just got to ask him. If things got tense or as hard in the studio, and not tense from personalities, but just like you're really working hard and you just hope it, you know, you're working towards something that might not work and you're hoping it does.
Right.
So when you do it and everything would go quiet, I would always just go, ding, ding. A Butch Vig production.
That's what we wanted to put on the end.
So we thought maybe on each song we just put that on. Like, boom, ding, ding. Butch Vig production.
That's funny. This is the voice of Brian and Nanicki from Silver Sun Pickups. Mm-hmm. They are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast and Luau and Beach Party on June 8th. Fun. Your album comes out the day before.
Yeah, that's
good
timing.
On June 7th. Great timing. And it's called Widow's Weeds, which is one of the more unusual album titles I think I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think so, too.
How do widows have weeds?
Somebody said, they accidentally said widows weave, so I think it could have been more weird. and now I feel bad because I want to stop the presses and make it widows weave.
Change it.
Somebody said that one time, and I don't remember who, but they were talking about that. And basically what it is, it's a way, I guess how they used to describe the clothes you wear when you're mourning. And so it's like, oh, she was adorned in her, she was wearing her widow's weeds.
Oh.
And so it's the black mourning clothes for things like that. That's where we got it from.
Party.
Yeah.
Very beachy.
It does say party.
Yeah. Ready to take it to the beach.
See you at the luau.
Yeah.
Yeah,
guys... I love it like, you know, back in the day when Nine Inch Nails would play at 2 p.m. and their fog would just blow out.
Yep.
We got Ministry on at 1 p.m., everybody. And the people in the front are going to get a pretty spooky experience.
The album is called Widow's Weeds. It comes out on June 7th. Weenie Roast next day. Pre-sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Brian and Nikki from Silver Sun Pickups are here. We're going to take a very quick break and come back. And I understand you're going to attempt to roll one out live for us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're going to
like I said, while we're doing this, remember that in our heads, this thing's going to come crashing down.
All right.
You just never know what's going to
happen. It's early for rock and roll, but we'll give it a try with Silver Sun Pickups right after this on K-Rock.
Tickets for the Weenie Roast go on sale today at 10 a.m. If you're a street team member, one of the bands playing on the Weenie Roast is Silver Sun Pickups. You guys going to play a song for us?
Let's do it. Yes. Ready?
All right.
Ready, Nick?
Ready.
Old school. Ready?
Okay, I'm
scared.
about the other judges, but I am voting them through to the next round.
What?
I am voting them through to the next round, and I'm going to say right now, that song has always given me a bass boner.
Too soon?
Okay, sorry.
You can't say bass boner. Yeah.
That was a psychedelic journey, you guys. That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
So I remember playing this 10 years ago with you guys.
That's crazy.
And it was a way different experience.
Why?
Because we were just... And I remember having a lot of coffee, and I think when you guys were like, boy, you're chipper. I'm like, yep, chipper, yep.
I will tell you this. When you perform, you have no control over your feet. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, it really does.
Your feet just go everywhere.
It's one of those things, you know, when people stand there on television, they don't know what to do with their hands. It's
like, of course.
My foot's raising.
I don't know why that's happening.
That guy last night, we played, acoustic last night, and the guy was like, oh, you guys are all both... He goes... I have a good, really good sense about this stuff. You guys are both left-handed for sure. And I went, why? He goes, because you're stomping your left feet. And I went, well, we're both right-handed, and our guitars are on our right leg.
So only one foot.
If I was doing this.
Makes sense. The guitar would be shaking, of course.
So again, going into to bring this conversation around, don't ever pay attention to what that guy has to say.
All right.
Wrong all the time.
Good advice. All right.
You're
well, we
welcome.
Know you guys got to head off for, where are you going? Salt Lake City now, I think?
Yeah,
you're
jealous.
Making the rounds?
Yeah.
Silver Sun Pickups are very busy. The new album is coming out on June 7th. They're playing the next day after that on the 8th on the beach at the Weenie Roast. It's going to be a fantastic time. You will not want to miss it, along with the Lumineers, 311, the Revivalists, Ex-Ambassadors, and so many more. Tickets on sale for K-Rock Street Team members at 10 a.m. today for the public tomorrow. We love you guys, and we're so honored to have you back on the show.
Honestly, thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Don't tease me so close to Weenie Roast by playing Local H, Kevin. If they're not on the bill, I don't want to think about it, okay?
Right.
Okay. Hey, Jensen
just
will
added.
Tell us to get...
What?
To, huh?
Huh?
What?
Go ahead.
Jensen will tell us to get up on something. He'll introduce us to something we ought to know all about coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Thursday.
Well, what's happening, you guys, is Noel Gallagher has some new music.
What's going on?
All right.
Well, what's going on is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds have dropped a new single. The EP is coming out on June 14th digitally and on 12-inch vinyl. It is called Black Star Dancing. And the new single, well, it's Black Star Dancing.
Here comes the clearing, but we ain't done yet.
Funky, you guys.
I never in my life said, oh, well, that's Noel Gallagher. Like ever.
Your mic is on. I don't know.
It's well, you're on the wrong mic.
Oh, you're
mic,
on green.
Jensen.
That's on you, man.
Damn, Jensen.
Silver Sun. Your song out of my mind. Silver Sun. This way since Funky Town.
That was something.
Sound like Jamiroquai.
Sort of did.
A little bit, yeah.
That was very good, you guys.
Wow.
I enjoyed that.
Very
All
surprising.
Right, Noel Gallagher.
Now,
yeah.
Keep it funky now.
Well, he did. Again, Black Star Dancing is out June 14th. It's Noel Gallagher and his High Flying Birds. I do care. Thank you for asking. I've seen him twice. Nothing like that came out of his mouth ever. That was wonderful.
You want to hear it again?
All right.
Here comes the clearing, but we ain't done yet. But we ain't done.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. All That's a keeper right there.
Do you think Liam Gallagher just heard it and he's like, he's still a potato? He just hates him.
You think he's disco dancing when he's doing that song?
He's definitely on a people mover.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear that song. I like that song. Yay.
It's very good.
I want to buy the record.
Cool. It's real good, you guys. So I talked about this show earlier, and I was like, this sounds like the worst idea ever.
Or
two
best.
Just wackadoodles. I don't want to see it. And then I remembered, no, Jaden Smith's tweets. Here's the show. Kanye West is developing a Showtime series in which Jaden Smith would play a young Kanye West in an alternate reality. The show is titled Omniverse. It's described as a limited half-hour anthology series, quote, examining the many doors of perception. The first season is going to explore ego through the alternate reality of Kanye West. And I thought to myself, I can't hate this more.
Right.
And then I remembered a man named Kevin Ryder just sitting in the corner, killing himself laughing years ago because he was reading Jaden Smith's tweets.
He was so good then.
You had a tweet deck set up so you would just get his feed and you'd be like, listen to this one.
He's almost like a philosopher.
Right.
He sees himself as a philosopher. He's not at all.
Yeah. I do too. I see him that way.
He thinks we're all inferior and he knows a lot more than us. That's what I love.
Tell him to his face when he tweets something that's this exactly. I was going to say like this, but I need you to understand that he tweeted this word for word.
Okay.
That moment when peeing feels so good you start crying.
He's not wrong, by the way.
I mean, there has been, really great moments.
It's a pretty good moment where you really got to go.
Right. Yeah.
Jaden Smith, you can discover everything you need to know about everything by looking at your hands.
See? That's why he's my favorite.
How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Great point. Great point, you guys.
That is amazing.
Now, I would like to point out that this guy that's tweeting these tweets has about 8 million followers.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah. At a TV show now.
Correct.
And just played Coachella. I don't want you guys to think that because I was born in America that I speak and abide by English grammar. I speak Jaden indefinitely. Boom.
Well, I raise you, a Jaden Smith tweet. If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth.
That's just straight dumb.
Yeah, like, what's he basing that on? Babies don't know anything.
Do you think he's trolling us?
Maybe babies know everything because they're unencumbered by societal restrictions.
That's just stupid.
What? Jen? Call me, Jaden. Every day. I'm just saying, I might be on the wavelength now. Babies are brilliant.
If I had a nickel for every time I've cried in the back of an Uber, I would have another pair of Yeezys.
An early collaboration between the two.
Actually, that's my tweet.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that was Allie. I'm sorry. That one was
Allie. Then he had one that just said, most trees are blue.
I can't.
And I am now in on the television show.
I think I might
so
be
So he's
well.
Playing Kanye West in an alternate universe.
Yes.
Kanye West, who also is under the impression that he sees life as it really is and the rest of us don't.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Couple of geniuses together, you guys. Who knows what will come out of it?
You never know.
You never.
I think we know.
You never know.
Most tweets
saying.
Is what's going to come out of that show.
I think what we're saying is we don't know.
Right.
Right?
Let's hear the Noel Gallagher clip again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. What does this sound like? Who does this sound like? It's a good question. Maybe
a little Michael Hutchence.
I thought in excess too a little bit. The music,
think,
yes, not the voice.
Oh, no,
music,
I think there's a little Michael Hutchence in
a
there.
A little George Michael?
Yeah.
In there?
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it sounds fun.
Let's just name dead guys.
A little Freddie Mercury?
Black Star Dancing, again, taken from the EP of the same name, released digitally and on 12-inch vinyl on June 14th, but available for pre-order now. Way to go, Noel Gallagher.
Usually, bands say that they really try to do something different. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it sort of turns out the same as it was
last
time.
Right.
This is very different.
That's a departure for sure. And it's awesome.
I love that.
I like
it. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is new Noel Gallagher High Flying Birds preview. Some birthdays for you. Thanks for asking. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ellie Kemper, David Beckham, and Lily Allen.
Surprised or forget, but noon today is when tickets go on sale for the K-Rock's Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party.
It's not noon.
Oh, it is 10.
Now, I mean, you were very enthusiastic, but it's a
guys,
10.
I'm just going to admit something, and I haven't made this mistake often, okay. But I live in the central time zone. I'm looking at clocks that all say 11:19 right now, so it's a miracle I don't make that mistake more often.
All right, so you're saying that's a good thing.
It's a good thing, and you should be praised for being wrong and screwing people out of tickets.
I'm explaining to you why it happened. It's my own fault because I always do the conversion in my head, but for whatever reason, I blew it this time, of course. 10 a.m. is when the tickets go on sale.
Did you do 10 at noon?
I mean, did it 10 at noon.
You really,
you Kevin'd it up.
K-Rock Street Team members, make sure you have the passport ready to go. Go to K-Rock.com for all the
it's not a
what
passport.
Is going on?
What country is this
what's
in?
Happening? It's not a
do
passport.
Do we have to travel for this?
It's a password.
I have not seen that in the contract.
What's happening?
Pete's having a
you good?
The show is in Cincinnati.
What?
And the Beatles are playing.
Cincinnati? What is
and the
going
Beatles
on?
Are playing.
Is
my understanding.
You good?
K-Rock Weedy Roast Luau and Beach Party, June 8th at Doheny. By now, you know all the details about the show. Get the password and buy the tickets at 10 o'clock this morning. Did I have it right that time?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get all the details at krock.com.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:34.
Do you mind if I try it again, though?
I would love for you to.
I mean, sure.
Do you feel confident about it this time?
I don't. All right. So at 3 o'clock this afternoon, as I understand correctly.
Nope.
No, I got that wrong.
10 a.m., which is about 25 minutes from now.
That's why I wanted to make sure to get the information out there correctly this time.
Okay.
Because I did get a little confused with the time zones last time. Mm-hmm. K-Rock Weedy Roast Luau Beach Party, 10 o'clock this morning. That's about 25 minutes from right now to buy those tickets for the show to join us June 8th at Doheny with the Lumineers, 311, Silver Sun Pickups, Revivalist, Catfish and the Bottleman, Ex-Ambassadors, and more. Go to KROQ.com, get the exclusive presale today at 10. And by the way, we don't mention this enough. As with every major event we do here at KROQ, we give a ton of the money to charity. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why we look forward to these shows so much, and we appreciate so much when you buy the tickets. This year, proceeds benefit the Doheny State Beach Interpretive Association, Heal the Bay, and Surfrider Foundation. So we are doing our part, and you're helping us do it to for Southern California Ocean. So KROQ.com for all the details. All right, Allie, you're up. What's happening here on this Thursday morning?
Well, what's happening is shortly after the Billboard Music Awards last night.
What's going on?
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas got married in a surprise Las Vegas ceremony.
Yay!
Yeah, even with an Elvis impersonator performing the ceremony, you guys.
Bean, did you have an Elvis impersonator at your wedding?
You know what's interesting? We got married at the Graceland Wedding Chapel, which you would automatically assume would have an Elvis impersonator involved in the ceremony. We did not.
No.
We did not.
Of course
that's
you did
madness.
Not.
Madness. Madness. Well, this took place at the Chapel L'Amour. That's inside a little white wedding chapel there in Las Vegas. Joe's brothers Nick and Kevin were there. Reportedly, Dan and Shay performed Speechless, and Diplo documented the whole ceremony live on his Instagram feed.
Yeah, he broke the news.
Right?
Do you guys think, I could be dead wrong here, but mm-hmm. I would be willing to bet that people who spontaneously get married or elope and get married in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. as marriages last less time than people who have a traditional wedding at home with friends and family.
I mean, I would just be guessing as well. I would guess so.
Because you kind of, it feels like those people, I'm one of them, aren't taking it very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you just decide to, hey, we're in Vegas, on our way to the buffet, let's get married.
Bean and I used to do marriages because we were allowed to by the Universal Life Church for $1.
Yeah.
And we always said to the couple, look, you should be taking it more seriously than having us there.
I don't know. I,
and then some of them are still together.
I'd like to get married the same place Nick Cage did for 4 days. I understand why that would be appealing.
It was his Reno, which is even worse,
sad
right?
Vegas.
Even sadder.
Sad Vegas.
Sad Vegas.
Yeah. Bad, just bad.
Well, they're a lovely couple, and they seem like they're very nice people, and I, of course, wish them the best.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Bean. You didn't think I'd get through what's happening without doing something about the Royals, right?
Kansas City Royals?
I was hoping.
Kansas City Royals. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry only follow a few people on social media and apparently have unfollowed family members. That's Prince William and Kate Middleton's Kensington Royal account. They've also unfollowed Clarence House, which is Prince Charles and Camilla's account.
They've had it.
Nothing without my following.
They've had it with the family.
This is really bad, you guys.
It's really good if you're looking at it from my standpoint.
Until you realize why they did it. They explain their decision to pare down the account they follow from 23 to 16 because they're only following organizations that work to, quote, promote mental well-being, mental fitness, body positivity, self-care, and the importance of human connection.
Oh, come on. Well, one of those cute dog ones, too. I mean,
there's a reason. No, May is Mental Health Awareness Month here in the U.S., and Mental Health Awareness Week runs May 13th to the 19th in the UK. So they want people to go to their account, see who they're following, so other people will follow them as well.
So it raises awareness.
Absolutely. I think it does make sense.
I think at Good Boys also gives you good mental health.
Okay.
And Fat Boys or whatever cool dog site I follow.
I follow Fat Boys. It's very different.
Did I see yesterday that Simon Pegg has a new movie that's coming out that's all about mental health and wellness as well?
I don't know. We can't answer that for you.
It's really tough for us to know if you saw it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I guess what I'm saying is it does seem like that has become a much more widely discussed topic.
Absolutely.
And I think that's good for all of us.
Absolutely. And just going along with it, let's talk about people being super pumped for Burger King's new lineup of something called Real Meals. Here's the press release.
I don't know what any of that means.
Press release from Burger King said that the promotion is a natural extension of encouraging people to, quote, be their way and encouraging them to feel their way. With the pervasive nature of social media, there's so much pressure to appear happy and perfect. With Real Meals, the Burger King brand celebrates being yourself, feeling however you want to feel, going along with mental health. So
that's just dumb.
I like that.
It's actually not. The Real Meal choices include the pee meal when you're mad at something. Can I say that? You're peed off.
Peed off.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
The blue meal.
I don't know.
The salty meal.
Yeah.
The yes meal. And the don't give a F meal. Each comes with Whopper, fries, and drink. So it's coinciding with Mental Health Awareness Month. Eat
it. I have both a Whopper and a salty meal for you, Allie. Wow.
Beat it.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh
my God. I need to take a shower.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I need a minute.
I love big, fat, juicy pickles.
Fatta.
Yeah, that was...
That was a gut punch.
That was a lot.
Damn it.
Took the wind right out of me. I also feel like the Real Meals are also kind of maybe an F you to the Happy Meal for McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
A little bit like, hey, guess what? We care more about humans with these meals for the month.
Do you guys go to fast food restaurants and order food based on what they care about?
I mean, it's not working on you, Kevin, is what you're saying?
Felt like a Happy Meal, I get a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to you.
I love that Kevin probably does go and get Happy Meals at McDonald's.
I do.
Oh, you're a gift.
I think Kevin orders off the children's menu more often than we know.
I would guess 30% of the time.
Because that's where the mac and cheese is.
Yep. That's where the good stuff is.
And
chicken
comes
tenders.
With the sundae at the end.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's no dummy.
I know what I'm doing. You guys just don't know how to eat. Right.
That's a good point. Nearly 2 weeks after Adele's split with her husband, Simon Konecki, she shows that her sense of humor is still intact. She posted a meme on Instagram yesterday showing two images of herself side by side, one of her crying and the other one of her looking like really tough from her carpool karaoke segment with James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meme was captioned, "When you catch yourself in your feelings, then you remember who you are." Which I kind of love. She's like, wait, I'm Adele. What am I doing? I just thought that was funny.
That was very, very with the times sort of answer.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Excellent. I know you guys have been talking a lot off the air. Like, who are they going to replace on the talk? Because Sarah Gilbert said that she's leaving. So who's going to take her spot sitting around that table talking about stuff?
Can I guess?
You can.
Joanna, man?
No,
that's
but
a
that
good
is
guess,
that is a good
Which
guess.
Which one is? I'm sorry, I really don't know. Which one is the talk? That's obviously it's not the View because that's the Whoopi and the Joy Behar and the Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
This is Sharon Osbourne.
Julie Chen.
She was. She's gone.
Okay. Can I guess?
She's gone too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lin-Manuel. What's his name?
Miranda. No. Okay. You would think they would get a female to be on the talk.
Mm-hmm. Could it be...
Touchy McDougal? Not in these times. No. No. Absolutely not.
What about Farrah Abramson?
No. Nope. But thanks, Kevin.
My two-year-old penis?
That would be awesome.
Choice not available, unfortunately.
Becky with the good hair?
Becky with the good hair is not available either.
Okay. Norman Bates' mom.
Norman Bates' mom met her demise, which is unfortunate.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne is very busy. Nope.
Okay. Super-sized model Monica.
Nope.
Adele Dazeem.
No, that's not her name either.
I'm Allie McKay. I'm here with my husband, Chip.
Nope. Did Chip the couple?
Not Allie McKay and her husband, Chip.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
No, Kelly Clarkson has her own show that she's going to be doing.
Okay.
How about Elvira?
No, Mistress of the Dark, she'd be great.
Have you thought of
Pam Anderson?
I have. They haven't. No? Okay. Yeah.
I'm Cy Sproling, president of Hair Club for Men.
Be a weird choice, but I'm in.
Yeah, I have another guess. Serious guess.
Yeah.
Serious this time.
Okay. D's Nuts. No, not available. Very busy.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
All right, I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Bean, you out?
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Nope, that's three people. We just need one.
All right, I have one more guess.
Okay. Hi, it's Kat.
Oh,
too soon.
I'm mean.
Too soon.
I'm mean.
Come on, boo.
Fatality.
Boo. Who are they talking about for real?
Marie Osmond.
What?
Oh, right? She'd be good.
Here's the thing. She has filled in before and ratings spiked. However, according to this, a lot of grumbling between the other women who thought a better replacement for Sarah Gilbert would be someone, I don't know, younger and edgier than a 59-year-old Mormon woman.
Peggy Noonan.
Peggy Noonan. older and not quite as edgy either. So
you already told us, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the story, guys.
I mean, I think it was nice to have Sarah Gilbert, if nothing else, to bring the personal LGBTQ perspective to it. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato.
She'd be great as well, but like I said, it's Marie Osmond.
Yeah, we know it.
We've never talked more about a show that I have never seen one episode of.
Right. And I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
absolutely. So
and that's because The Chew was on at the same time, Kevin, and you're watching that?
I
think The Chew was actually canceled.
I'm more of a The Real head.
The Real? Mm-hmm. Lonnie Love?
Yeah.
And
I'm into The Real.
The other ladies.
Digable Planet!
Do love Diggable Planets. All right, we just naming things now?
We are. That's
okay.
That's what it's come down to.
Excellent. You know what name I haven't heard in a long time, Bean? And you know
Vin
it's...
Vin Diesel!
It's not Vin Diesel, but it is one of my favorite ones.
Lady Gaga!
Not Lady Gaga.
Okay.
It's the guy with the pet falcon.
Oh, yes.
Please play it.
Oh, the falcon. I love... you're not this one.
What about an emotional support squirrel?
That's
nope,
not it.
Nope.
Where's the guy with the falcon? This is going to be worth it. Oh, here it is.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
It's my absolute favorite. It had nothing to do with the news story she was doing. There's a man on the street, and she's just like, here's John Sedlak with his, seen here with his pet falcon. Like, what are you doing?
The story has nothing to do with the falcon.
Oh!
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
Love it.
Love
it.
Oh, I love it. By the way, can I just say a happy birthday to a listener, and I usually wouldn't do this, except I was doing birthdays, and I said that it is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's birthday, and I got a tweet from a woman, Amster. She said, thanks, Allie McKay, for wishing The Rock a happy birthday. When my sweet husband heard it, you reminded him that it was my birthday.
Aww.
So, way to go, hubby.
Wait a minute.
Hey, it's not over
birthday,
yet.
We share, my wife has that. Oh, no.
I'll just say it's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
He's got to go get something.
Mm-hmm.
Feliz cumpleaños, as we say in my country.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for that update.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, David Beckham, Ellie Kemper, Lily Allen, happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. On your drive home, one more reminder. The K-Rock Weenie Roast Luau and Beach Party goes on sale at 10, which is about...
4 p.m. 4 p.m. today.
13 minutes from now.
No, 10.
at 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we have Bean Makes Us Guess. We have comedian Eddie Izzard in the studio.
I love him.
Love him so much.
He's way too smart for us.
Agreed. We have Megan Good on the program tomorrow talking about Intruder, which looks fantastic.